Top of the morning, man. Top of the morning, man. Live and direct, man. Shit, the morning drip, man. We get in here dripping, man. We didn't get in early enough, but we sure made sure we get in here before the morning over. I just want to say good morning to all my family members out there, all my loved ones who tapping in to the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, live and direct. Shit, I don't even know what day it is today. I just know that it's we live and direct, June 9th, Wednesday, June 9th. 2020-21, and we got some of the family members in here, man, going to speak to us live and direct from the prison populations, man, let y'all know what's going on inside of there, man, the conditions as well as the movements that's going on. So I just want to start the day off like that, send everybody peace and love, and I'm sending out blessings to the universe to reverberate back to us, and we're going to open up the doors this morning, and I got Melchizedek on the phone. Good morning, bro.
Hey, top of the morning, man. How y'all doing out there today?
Man, we just trying to get it in, man. How y'all holding in up there?
We holding in, man. We still on the studies, man. We found out that we could tap into, you know, some of the sisters and brothers doing these other blog talks and whatnot. That was inspiring, you know, to hear some more people was continuously pushing the movement accordingly. You know, we just really bit on this. So this is Zooming the Nation. You know what I'm saying? Noble Drew Ali, understanding, you know, the brother's walk, you know, how he came about. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, that the brother was able to do as much as he did, you know, in those times. And then to look at society right now, that still seems like they're going about it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Of not being aware of how important it is to reestablish your nationality. You know what I'm saying, before you can really be acknowledged by the rest of the nations, including, you know, this nation that we're living upon, you know.
Right.
But yeah, that's how me and the brothers been on lately, man, breaking that down, reanalyzing that, you know. Getting
and
on
that's deep, too. Yeah, because I know that for me, man, that is Zooming of a Nation. That's what did it. Like, I recognize the need for what he was talking about from the beginning. I'm like, okay, man, that sound right to me. Shit, everybody else got a nation, a flag, and a name, but it didn't make sense to me until I read that book, The Zooming of a Nation, when I got to understand his life, and then I started looking at us as a people. I looked at Jesus, his whole movement, how he moved, who he is, his people, and who we are, and, like, we the same people, bro, and it's just a trip, bro. It's just full circle what's going on right now. You feel me? We in the same time, bro, just a different age.
Indeed, man. But yeah, that's been the basis on it, man. And you know, we just stay growing and striving, trying to get everything, you know, established accordingly and keep it moving, you know, forward with it. And but every day it's like we come across.
And that's Mule Creek. That's Mule Creek Prison.
Yeah, we in Mule Creek
y'all at?
Right now, California.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
California. Yeah, State Prison, Mule Creek State Prison. Yeah, man, that's like I said, a lot of people don't be understanding, man, like, especially for family members and stuff just listening, man, people don't understand that it's so important, man, that you have somebody on the outside to help you, to send you in books and stuff. It ain't even about money, like, to send you stuff to help you to further yourself, because it's going to help them. You feel me? You might be the person to save them and rescue them from, you know, what they going through, their debauchery or living low or whatever. You feel me? Just because you've been in a so low of a state that you can't do nothing but rise and go high, and you want better things when you confined in darkness like that. You feel me?
Indeed.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Standing that, man, they just, you know, when you in them places, you just need just a little help, man. And that jurisdiction stuff is so important. For y'all brothers to understand that, I just want y'all to know that personally, bro. Like, jurisdiction is like, if you challenge that alone, bro, that's without nationality. Just jurisdiction alone will shut down the populations, bro, because they don't be having jurisdiction. And that's something that people have
right.
to study, the different forms of jurisdiction and what's required. And what's the requirement for somebody to actually have jurisdiction? And what do they have jurisdiction and what do they have to produce to show that they have it, versus they just saying on record, oh, yeah, we have jurisdiction pursuant to. No, they have to produce that in writing. What is this jurisdiction that you got, and what does it entail? And when we start doing that, we start seeing a lot of stuff open up, man. A lot of stuff start disappearing, man. A lot of stuff, bro. And brothers, and while y'all studying, for brothers to start tapping into their native side, see, your aboriginal. See, the Moors go come to the native side. Everybody called it native or Indian, but that's where you go get Moors at. That's where you go get Aboriginal, because when you go down that way, you can't get no further than the root of that. That's where you're going to get. So brothers got to understand, if they switch over to that, that's going to help out so much more, especially with being in prison.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Because they can't put you in prison like that under the Indian tag. Just alone, they can't. So that's big. Y'all out for a minute? Yeah, so the brothers will go, but that was the brothers in Mill Creek State Prison, man, and they suffering everywhere, man. And people make it look like and seem like it's good, like people, no ma'am, like people are being taken care of 3 times a day, and they getting meals and fed and AIDS. But hey, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff that you don't know that is being closed up because you don't see it. It's not public information. It's private. Private company, private prisons. You don't see what's going on. You don't see the conditions. You don't see the black mold. You don't see that type of stuff. The black mold and the asbestos and the lead paint and the dirty water and got to boil your water. You don't see that. The roaches and the bugs. And I don't see that stuff. And when they walk through, people that come investigate it and see it, you know, they clean and patch it up, hide all the lab rats, monkeys. And so you can't see them, and that's what they do. So it's just, you know, it's just understanding that, man. Your people don't mean they're safe because they're in them places. There's a lot of stuff going on in them places, a lot of diseases, sicknesses they're exposed to. If COVID out here, you know it's worse in there because they're keeping them all closed up by each other. They can't quarantine everybody separately. They wasn't designed for that. So people are going to have to be bulked up together. That's just how it go. Yeah, so I got the children out here running around, spraying water everywhere. And, yeah, it's just,
Hello?
Yeah, man, you're live and direct, man, on Blog Talk Radio, man, with Suleiman Bey on the morning drip, man. Top of the morning, brother.
Top of the morning, y'all, man. This is Day Night Bey, and I'm just calling to say good morning to everybody out there. It's my first time on the blog, but I find it interesting thus far because the brother just did it and hooked it up for us for we can come on, man, and listen to and get a word of the day.
Yes.
I'm out here in Mule Creek State Prison.
No question about it. And that's what we're just trying to get on, man, get the people to understand. I was letting the listeners know, man, it's so important. It's so important when you wait, man, to have some type of support, man, on the outside, man. That changes.
That's right.
That changes so much. And our people be thinking that, you know, we was a burden to a lot of people, man. And I mean in a way like if we didn't provide or something, but we was a burden as far as they had to deal with the pressure of hearing them sirens ringing. Don't know if somebody didn't kill us or we didn't hurt somebody or something. You feel me? So.
That's
now
right.
Now that burden is gone, it's kind of relief. So they kind of forget about us. They're like, oh, they safe. They get 3 meals. They got roof over their head. They feed them. But they ain't knowing that you in an inferior condition. They don't know that
That's
it's
right.
set up. They don't know the how you breathe and what kind of stuff you breathe and what kind of stuff you feel you being exposed to in there. They don't know. So
That's
it's important.
Right.
It's important for us to get that out to them and let them know, man. You know, I've seen people, man, black mold. You know, it's asbestos, lead, all kinds of stuff going on. So I wanted the brothers to kind of elaborate on that so the people could kind of know. And then I wanted to speak on, like, to let y'all know about the jurisdiction stuff. But I just wanted y'all to kind of, like, talk about, you know, just, you know, it's a mental hardship in them places. Man, I did 14 at one time, not including all the years before. And it's a mental, bro. It's designed to destroy us, bro, to tear us down, bro.
That's right.
And if you don't find something inside of yourself, some kind of light and something to stimulate you and hold you, like literature and stuff. The people
yeah, that's
the
key.
To you?
That's the key.
That's the key, bro.
Exactly. That's the key. That's the key. I know for me, myself, you know, when I kept, you know, coming in and out of these stoops and stuff, you know, I used to listen to my dad. And then all of a sudden it started to dawn on me that, hey, listen, you have to take responsibility, whether you're in there or you're out there. When you come to these type of prisons like this here, you know, you're not only doing a disservice to yourself, but you're hurting the loved ones as well.
We may be accustomed to coming in here, but they're not, you know.
Right.
So that's the first understanding, you know.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for the hurt and pain that you have inflicted, not just on you, but mom, sis, brothers, cousins, everybody, because they are affected by that in more ways than one. You know, economically, socially, everything.
Right.
You know? And this is one of the reasons why they may feel like they are burdened. You know, no parents, no sister, no grandmama want to see their kids locked away, especially in these type of plantations. Because these plantations here are designed to break you. But the thing is, what are you going to do about it while you're in here? That's the key. Are you going to enlighten yourself, get yourself to a situation where you can get yourself out of these type of stoops and maintain your freedom? That's what I'm working on. And I'm so thankful that his brothers out there have introduced me to this book. It's a particular book that I recommend, and I know you guys are familiar with it. But for those who are not, it's called Illumination of a Nation by Noble Drew Ali.
It's by Elihu Pleasant Bay.
Yeah, exactly what it is. But one of the things in there is so much preferable information that's in there. But one of the things that really stuck out the most to me pertaining to this book is the brother said, if I can get you guys to start to think, then you can free yourself.
That's
right. And, you know, you want to study and study and study and study. You know, I can't stress that enough, you know, to make preparations for your life out there. Don't worry about, you know, what you're doing in here. You want to get out of here because this place is no place for you, you know. That's all I wanted to say on that.
And it's not, bro. And listen, that place, listen. You know, it's some people might be deserving of a little punishment, bro, but it's inhumane, bro. It's inhumane,
yes.
And the people need to know
definitely
that, bro.
So.
It's inhumane,
definitely.
Bro. It is, bro. It's lower than an animal, bro. Now you understand you had them dogs and you put them on the chain and then you let them off. And they just say, they off that dog off the chain. He off the hook.
Exactly.
He's running around, hopping. He don't want to go back on. Shit, he lost his freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah,
once you understand.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, bro. Go.
You know, see, it's one thing. You know, I understand that I was naive to a lot of stuff, but so, you know, I couldn't be held accountable. But now that I understand the system, the capitalistic society, and how they function in these stoops right here, then it's my problem now. It's on me now. If I don't want to be a part of this here, then make a change. Get the knowledge, understand me, and do something with it. It does us no good just to get a bunch of head knowledge and won't implement it. You know,
so
this is what I'm working on.
So the two master words that y'all need to study is, and they're synonymous, meaning the same, trust and estate.
That's right.
So you want to get books come in. They got the ones they called Estate Planning for Dummies. You know them dummy books? Don't be afraid.
Exactly.
I read, man. Listen, that's the one to put me on. I got Trust and Estate Administration for Dummies sent in to me. And it taught me so much about how they moving, and man, it taught me so much about how to move. Everything is in trust. The whole United States is a trust.
Exactly.
So if you don't know how to function out of a trust fund, out of trust,
then you
on the outside looking in.
Yeah, we are a trust. We are part of that trust.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
That's you a living trust.
That's right, a living trust.
A walking living trust, man. Sure is.
Well, brother, they say I got 60 seconds left. I just want to thank y'all. Appreciate everything you're doing for us and stuff.
Okay,
and,
brother.
We will be tapping in.
And we still on point, man. That's good to hear from you, man. We'll tap back in soon.
Okay.
You got them lined up out there?
Yes.
Okay. Send the next one on in, brother.
All right.
All right. Peace and love, Mo. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the brothers calling in, you know, calling in from Mill Creek State Penitentiary. And there's a lot going on, man. Brothers trying to get themselves together, man, learning more, building, learn about nationality. They see the way, they see how the hook and the crook has been planted on us, you know, and brothers won't differ, man. And they see who the prophet Noah Jawali is. A lot of people use the teachings, don't give them props. You feel me? Counterfeiting, recopying stuff, but don't want to give him his claims of fame or who he is. You feel me? Most definitely the prophet of Allah was definitely sent to us. Most definitely broke the Roman seal, because nobody else did. He broke the Roman seal. Yeah. Broke the Roman seal for you to be free, to be a people again. You feel me? Nobody gives him praise and honor. He's before all that other stuff that y'all around here following. He came before all that, all the teachings. I could go back and look at all the teachings to see what is right there. But nobody's teaching nationality. You know, nobody's teaching that you got to have a seat at the table. That's what the United Nations is stuff for. Where you going to have a forum for redress of your grievances? Who are you? You know what you do to mutts. When you see a mutt come down the street, people throw rocks at them, bottles at them, kick them. The curs, they put their tail, tuck their tail. They tuck their tail and run. That's what people do to curs and stuff like that. So who are you? You a stateless person. You don't have no identity, nothing. You can't go nowhere. You can't cross nobody's border. And your whole claim to fame is under the United States Corporation. So you got to start recognizing that. And the brothers are paying attention, man. The brothers in there reading, you know, they studying, finding out about themselves. You feel me? You are not Negroes, black colored folks, Ethiopians, African Americans, none of them names. The names were coined by Europeans. The Europeans put the names on us to keep us down and to keep us under their slave Roman law. So if you can't see that you on the bottom rail and everybody else come over here and benefit and doing good and you on the bottom rail, then it's something up. It's something up we got to change, and y'all haven't figured that out yet. So I'm trying to get our affairs together so we could be recognized as men and women, strong men and women, the civilizers of the world, the mothers of civilization. And when we could do that, then we'll get back on top again. We start loving self and kind instead of getting this hate in us. That's what Papa said. And this is for all those who love Jesus, Joshua. You can teach this to your children stuff so they learn to love instead of hate, because we're having so much hate put up inside of us. So with that, it's just a fact. It's just a fact, you know. So much going on in the world. But we just got to come together with self and kind, man. When we could do that, and like I said, I've been pushing the issue, just starting at home. Everything is just starting at home. If you got a wife at the house, a girlfriend, if you got brother and sister, if you got a children at the house and they're of age, you know, start working on yourself, working on building your credit. You know, the credit game is easy. You can repair your own credit. All you got to do is go in there and study it, send out the letters to them. All there is collection there, reporting agencies. You got the right to refute any information they got on there, and they don't got the right to tell you if it's right or wrong. They got to prove that it's right or wrong, that the information is accurate or not. So that's up for you to go through and slice and dice and see how that theory is and how that works out and how to remove stuff off your credit instead of just running around with the same credit all these years. And you just running around struggling, doing bad, and everybody else flourishing right now, building their credit up. It's more easy than ever now to build your credit up. The national average is 7-11. Y'all running around here in 500 and 600 still. Yeah, you just sitting around here running around, and all you got to do is go in there and dispute. That's all you got to do is dispute, learn something. Pick up your phone, learn something. Google the right things. Find out what's going on with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, all that type of stuff. Find out about it. Find out what your rights is as a consumer. Who are you? See, this is the things we don't do. We just consume. We just suck in everything. And like I said, you run around there with this 600 point thing in your pocket, ain't good for nothing. But it's being utilized. People utilizing that to live. My whole house got furniture like that. I furnished and took care of my whole house, the grounds and everything, off credit. Yeah, I pay them off monthly. And it deals in my credit because I'm paying them. Yeah, so y'all got to start figuring that stuff out, man. It's real simple. But if you can't, then you have to always pay for service. And it's people like myself here that got the services for you. I can get credit removed for you quick, 60 days. And I can have blemishes took off within that time. I can have your credit score jumping up high octane. But hell, what you going to do with it? You'll just get a credit card and go max it out, and credit be going like that. You got to understand how this stuff is utilized so you can ball out And then you can put your children on there at 15 and 13 and establish them some credit, let them ball out. And you can put your friends, your cousins, and your nephews and people on there so everybody can have MasterCards and American Express and stuff in their pockets so we all can ball. You know, each one teach one and become one. That's what we're trying to do, lift up. So that's what this is all about. That's what this blog talk forum is. Like I said, the brothers called in from Mill Creek today, up a little bit. I'm quite sure they'll be trying to get back in mañana for tomorrow or something. So we'll really have a roundtable discussion. They just happened to catch me on the fluke, so I went on and triggered up the whole blog talk this hour. I usually be earlier. But all is well, man, when you're doing your own thing and you're paying your own way and you can move when you want to move, you can press green light, red light, yellow light whenever you want to. So I thank y'all for joining in today, man. It's been a beautiful time. Like I said, and we'll be checking back in. It's usually Monday, Wednesday, to Friday. I've been saying I'm going to do it every day as it goes. We'll start getting into it. But for sure, we're going to always hear Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And in between time, you can go back in the archives and look at some of the listen to some of the shows. You go to Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, 101LLC.com, to the website. And then tap into it there. And we got a lot of stuff going on for the prisoners and the prison population and helping them out and dealing with these jurisdictional issues and stuff like that. So, like I said, I thank y'all for joining in. Stay in tune. Stay telling your people if you got people in prison. Stay tapping in, listening to us. Got a call-in number, too. I'm going to start putting it out. Let me see if I have to put it out on and make sure I start putting it out so we can start doing some once a week do a call-in, especially for my prison population. Listeners, man, I know y'all got a lot of questions to see ways that we can help them and excel some of these, then break down this system that got us in trap like this, man, because y'all see it one way and they've been telling it to us one way, but it's really a difference. It's really a lie. Take it from somebody who's been there and know, you know, it's really a lie. Your people really in danger in there. They're not being taken care of. They're just being warehoused and poisoned. That's what the gist of it is. Warehouse and poison, not being given vitamins in the proper sunlight, artificial light, artificial air. It's just crazy. So, yeah, with that, thank you all again. Peace and love for coming, man. I send my love, my vibrations of love out to all y'all, to the universe, who can rebound to me. Hope y'all be prosperous and industrious. Love somebody, man. Pick somebody up off the ground. Help somebody out. You was the ones who was that way. Remember that, whether it's in word or deed. I thank y'all. This is Suleiman Bey. Hopefully I could be more informational, more awakening and conscious and spiritual and enlightening for y'all as the days come, inshallah. Peace and love to y'all, and I'll see y'all again if it be the will of the Lord. Peace.